logistic service. The choice of whether to outsource transportation or not is like make or buy decision. Like we talked about, you know, whether to outsource or we should buy directly from the vendor or supplier and do some value addition before it is being finalized. It's the same choice is applicable to transportation activity as well. The outsourcing of transportation activity helps in establishing expertise of such specialized services and support which needs a large network requirement. What we are talking about, the large network of requirement, when it is a large and vast country covering depth and width of breadth and width of the land, so it is natural that we have to have a large network, not only, you know, land, by road, by sea, by ship, by air. So many network is critical, so as the specialized service providers are available and established services which can be easily outsourced. Purchasers only need to evaluate the delivery performance of supplier and arrange shipment. So like evaluation of any supplier, we can do our performance evaluation of a transporter, so we can decide whether whom the contract to be awarded. Intermediary. While the option means giving up direct control of transporting shipment, a buyer may realize some benefits. A broker acts as a buyer. Agents, when arranging a transportation, he can compare shipment with other customer shipments to achieve lower total transportation cost. It is a consolidation effort. It is nothing but a specific point. The agent can collect all our shipment and combine with other shipments of other manufacturer, supplier, or any other service provider, and then it is being transported to the respective destination, so as the cost is achieved better, so the benefit is reaching us. Also, a broker can also perform services such as expediting a shipment through customs or negotiating favorable rates directly with carriers. This is also a good option for small shipments. When we are doing one time activity or, you know, a limited time of activity, it is always best to use for intermediaries or like agent or broker, rather than of getting into those kind of activity and get the services done, rather than yourself involved in this activity. When buyer controls shipment, identifying relevant transportation performance is performed variable. Total cost, speed of his delivery, reliability of that transporter, capability of the transporter and his network, and how he is good at in the market, accessibility, he is accessible anytime, all the time, traceability of, you know, like the consignment, etc., etc. This kind of scenario, buyer always buy, like a product, the services are bought, and then he is effectively used to various lanes and various lanes in the width and breadth of the country, as well as outside the country as per the need. Selecting a transportation mode, how do we do it? And what are the advantages and the disadvantages? A transportation mode, we have discussed many, and here we four, and here we are looking for motor carrier. Suppose high is advantage, highly flexible, good speed, reliability is good, many times with adjusting time of delivery is possible, negotiate a better rate. But it has its own disadvantages. Sometimes it is very expensive, limited to domestic or regional, because it is limited to the area where the transportation facility is available, or unless he has a very big network across country as well as outside, cannot be used for large volumes. There are possibilities that large volumes cannot be moved through them in specific cases. In not all cases, but there are in specific cases. Rail carrier. Advantages, of course, it's a lowest cost, can handle wide range of items because they are capable of handling many kind of materials and type of product. Direct between major cities, it connects directly from one city to another city through the rail route. Safe for hazardous material, it is much easier to transport hazardous material to rail mode, which helps prevent any damages in case of any untoward instances. But the access is very limited, lead time is very high, and it's not very flexible, because as it's available as we can use it. It's not like it cannot go as per your speed and requirements. may not have rails to all locations. In many in the country, the rail courier is not serving all the location, but it is all a very specific destination. From there again it has to be moved through by road. Air carrier advantage is definitely quick and very reliable, good for small, light, high value item. If it's a high value item, it is small in dimension, it's much easier to transport it. In emergency situation, there is nothing that other than air carrier can help. Even if you have a dedicated motor carrier, air carrier is the best. If suppose you want to get a product from elsewhere to this country, it's natural that by air is much easier concept. But it's associated, disadvantages, very high cost, natural. Speed is also involved cost. Cannot be used for large, bulky and hazardous, because hazardous material cannot be transported easily by air, and also bulky material cannot be transported. The locations are very limited, it is connecting only the major airport, so naturally you have to look for alternatives from the airport to our location. Again, it is by road or by rail courier. Water transportation is very good for bulk commodities, then you have a large lube oil or refinery product can be easily transported through a ship. It's a low cost, can handle most types of freight. In this, it's all depends upon the way the containerization as well as things are there. But it's more standardized, it's much easier, to accommodate any types of flights. Flexibility is limited. Again, it is seasonally, some season it is available, some season it is not available. Very long lead time, because it has to move from continent to continent or sea to sea, so it will taking more time. And reliability is also not very high, because it is all depends upon the berth of those ships at various harbour, so as the shipment is getting released only when there is a berth. So dependency of the water carrier is more related to the long lead time product. We are adequately having inventory to manage our production. So this small disadvantage is definitely there. And the best is pipeline. It is mainly for good for liquid and gases, where it can be transported much easier through pipes and of course it is more low cost once it is established the necessary infrastructure. But installation cost will be very high, because you have to invest much on piping, necessary pumping stations and the installation where you have to have large storages and etc. So limited to only certain items, but it cannot have beyond liquid and gases, and beyond it is not possible transport through pipeline. Managing of purchase of other services and indirect item. How to manage indirect expenditure, that is one thing we are discussing and building upon that. So if lesser indirect expenses, naturally the final cost of the product will be lesser, and then we can pricing is very competitive, and naturally we can get a better market share. How to manage indirect expenses? Let's get into the detail. Data collection and consolidation. Establishing and restructuring supply management to establish accountability for indirect purchases. Automation of purchasing processes with electronic requisition, routing, approval, purchase order, release creation. Standardization, coupling automated purchasing system with the e-catalog can support standardization. Does it mean? It's the data collection and consolidation. We can look at all those data points where the expenses are incurred. So we can look at and analyze where the value addition activities are happening and how we can do it, outsource it or get it done internally for better pricing. Restructuring supply management, to create more accountability, and automation means what exactly it means, most of the activity in physical activity which requires certain kind of documentation can be easily processed through automation, like requisition, routing, approvals, all can be done online. So to avoid delay in getting this activity and reduce the time, so it will enhance your productivity. So the overall cost is also managed. Standardization, if you standardize certain activity, automated purchasing system with e-catalog and support standardization. As we stated, some of the large volume, low value items can be, you know, easily managed through e-catalog, and the respective users can be given access to those particular inputs based on inventory in our system, and with the authority level, they can easily buy it because it's our most standardized product. So there is no value addition of spending time analyzing, creating purchase order, and necessary evaluation techniques are required. So this is one non-value addition can be eliminated, so as indirect expenses are also under control. Limited requisition to the catalog of goods and services already under contract from selected supplier, volume committed can be achieved. So once the catalog items are there, then we can have a selected vendor available and established in our system. So there are limited one or two vendors or supplier through whom which we have committed volumes can be achieved easily. So as you know, we can procure the time or material much easier than of, you know, getting every time a quotation modes and then finalizing till we finalizing the order. Reverse action is type of action in which the roles of buyer and seller are reversed. There are possibility during the inbound logistics, a transporter can send a material to from a supplier, and while after dropping the material, he can also use that empty vehicles for loading finished goods from our site and move on. This is also called a reverse activity. Buyer become a seller, seller become a buyer. Consortium. They allow buyers to pool their buying power to reduce prices. There are consortium of where the facilities are available, and the consortium draw the facilities based on the need, and the buyer and allow the buyer to pool their buying power to reduce prices. Outsourcing of indirect spend. As we stated, if we identify the data and analyze it, naturally we can look for what indirect spends which we are incurring can be outsourced, so as overall cost is efficiently managed. Implementing an indirect spend strategy, we have to have a strategy definitely defined for implementing indirect spends control. First of all, zero-based budgeting, pre-budgeting savings, forcing 5 to 10% of budget reduction on all indirect items. So which are indirect items, how do we, you know, control the overall cost from the budget. A center-led organizational structure, we talked about consolidation purchasing into a centralized structure, so as it is much easier to have control the overall, you know, ordering cost, but it is still efficient. Integrating accounts payable into purchasing, it is integrating its accounts payables and all is also part of purchasing, so as it is much easier to integrate this activity. Outsourcing indirect spending. Commodity team assigned to large supplier. There are possibilities that they manage that large supplier through one commodity team. Commodity coding for indirect spend. Commodity in the sense it is available easily with the standard specification, so it's easy to get those item rather than of. Identifying a specific supplier for those kind of item. Supplier managed e-catalog. There are possibilities that we can look for e-catalog managed by supplier and look for those items which are standard and available for our consumption. Training and controlling power spenders who have great authority. Those who are spending in the organization need to be trained and ensure how we can bring in efficiency on indirect spends, so as how to outsource, how to manage our procurement in case of, you know, non-value added items and other elements. Sourcing professional services in buying professional services such as consultants or software provider, things can save companies a large amount of money, simplifying the supplier base, so we can look for proven supplier and supplier basis, you know, periodically reviewed and tightened their, you know, efficiency. Working closely with key supplier, not looking only internally but also looking externally from our extended premises of supplier, where the all processes and the procedures are followed and efficiency is implemented and cost saving focus is being implemented. Continuous improvement focus is being inbuilt in suppliers, you know, DNA. Leveraging buying power across business units means consolidating buying power by centralized purchasing system, so we can get a better leverage of negotiating skills, better control, of course. Developing a system for implementing cost saving ideas. We have to have our own system internally for implementing what type of cost saving we can do, and then idea generations, and trying to implement multiple small cases, and then extend to overall organization to get benefit out of it. The professional services are used differently within each department of an organization. To perform an internal audit to determine how much is currently spent by the company on professional services and where the money is actually being spent. So it is possible to do the internal audit to determine how much we actually spent on professional services and where actually it is being spent. So this kind of data analysis helps us to improve our efficiency. The audit should classify the expenditure by description, supplier and internal user. It should also review past results of professional services that were previously purchased. As we said, the audit is not only just classified by the expenditure and the description. It is also looking at what the supplier audit and the internal user audit, etc. is being carried out, so as we can review the results and the professional services that were previously purchased. This will help to decide whether the process is okay or needs to be changed. By doing these all activities, sourcing activities and sourcing of professional services, it is much easier to decide whether this will help to decide whether the process is okay or needs to be changed. For any process, it need to be changed. Data analysis as well as to ensure all our desired results are achieved at an optimal cost. With this session ends. Thank you.